Penguin Random House Audio presents On Living. This is the author, Carrie Egan. For My Children. The Stories We Tell. I never did become wise. You always think that when you get old, you're supposed to become wise. But here I am, fixin' to die, and I never did. Gloria's milky blue eyes widened, and she raised her eyebrows. She laughed, just a little bit. I'd have thought, with all I've been through, that if anyone might could figure it all out before it was too late, it was me. She laughed again, a sort of rolling chuckle that interrupted her slow, drawling cadence. She laughed all the time. You know, she leaned toward me, and sunlight lit up the white baby fuzz on top of her head. I always wished I could meet a writer and tell him my stories so other people could hear them and not make the same mistakes I made. I'd just give him my stories. I'd say, here, take them and tell them. And you know what crazy stories I've got. But I never did. I never did meet a writer. I was uncertain what to say. I had once written a book, more than 10 years before, but I wasn't here as a writer now. Gloria was a hospice patient, and I was her chaplain. I couldn't remember if I'd ever told her about my past, but I didn't think I had. I used to pray for it all the time, that I might could meet someone, she continued. But I guess that prayer won't ever be answered now. We fell silent, and I hoped Gloria would change the subject. She lifted her hands from the armrests and let them fall as she sighed heavily. I never even leave this house. I'm stuck here. How could I ever meet a real writer now? She looked at me, shook her head, and smiled. I prayed and prayed and prayed. Some prayers just don't get answered, I suppose. She laughed, but this time it sounded sad. It was getting ridiculous. I hesitated for one more silent minute, then said, Gloria, did I ever tell you I was once a writer? A real writer? Her sparse eyebrows flew up again. Yes, but it was a long time ago. Like someone who wrote a book? Yes, published and everything. She threw up her hands and looked at the ceiling. All this time, I've been waiting for a man, Jesus, she yelled. She bounced, just slightly in her recliner. She turned and looked at me. I thought you'd be a man, Carrie, but this is it. She rocked back and forth and spread her arms wide. I can feel it. This is the answer. The Holy Spirit sent you to me, and I've already told you all my stories. Now you've just got to go write them down. Maybe they could help someone. Maybe someone else can get wise from them. Promise me you'll tell my stories. While a few patients before Gloria had told me that they wished other people could learn from their life stories, had even given me permission to share their stories with others, it was Gloria and the promise I made to her that led to this little book. I had been holding on to patient stories for many years by then, the stories that patients had poured out and puzzled over, the stories they turned over in their minds like the rosary beads and worn Bibles they turned over in their hands. I hoarded them, locked them away in my heart. Often, but not always, my patients found some measure of peace as we talked. Often, but not always, their faith in something good and greater than themselves was affirmed. Often, but not always, they found strength they didn't know they had to make amends with the people in their lives, and courage to move forward without fear towards their deaths. Always, they taught me something. We all have some experiences that we hold up as the stories that define our lives. Patients told me those stories, sometimes once or twice, and sometimes dozens of times over. Usually, the way they told them changed with each telling. Not the basics of the stories, but what they emphasized, the details, the connections they made between the details, and eventually, the connections they made between the various stories, even if the events they recounted happened decades apart. The meaning they found in their stories expanded and shifted. Almost always, their stories were about shame or grief or trauma. My child died in my arms when he was 4. My wife left me for another man while I was a soldier far away. I killed someone. My father raped me. I drank my life away. My husband beat my children, and I did nothing to stop it because I was afraid. I was not loved, and I don't know why. The stories confused them. How could these things possibly have happened, and what did it all mean? I don't know if listening
Sample complete. Ready to continue?